Headline: Polymarket's $58 million Zelensky suit bet will be decided today. Published at 1:53 p.m. July 3, 2025. Polymarket's controversial Volodymyr Zelensky suit market is now up for its final review after UMA token holders consistently refused to accept that the Ukrainian president wore a suit. The market's outcome of yes has already been disputed twice by large holders of UMA, the oracle that holds the final say over the outcome of any Polymarket bet. Now, the suit market, with almost $58 million in volume, is undergoing its final review that will last for another 11 hours. These UMA holders have been accused of manipulating the outcome with their inaccurate assertion that Zelensky didn't wear a suit in July. This is despite the BBC, New York Post, Reuters, Kyiv Post, Polymarket Intel, and multiple other news outlets claiming that he did. Even Derek Guy, an ex-account known for in-depth fashion commentary, claimed it was indeed a suit. However, on July 1st, Polymarket doubled down and claimed the opposite, saying, "A consensus of credible reporting has not confirmed that Zelensky has worn a suit." Polymarket user Calvin Hamilton noted that Polymarket has rejected three feedback proposals this week, which asked it to set up a market integrity team and reevaluate its position on the market. Hamilton also spotted that Polymarket had rebranded its Polymarket Intel account, which called Zelensky's outfit a suit, to classify it as community-run instead, a likely attempt to distance itself from its own statement. When is a suit not a suit? When UMA holders say, "It's not Polymarket experienced a similar situation last March, when a market on a potential mineral deal between Ukraine and the U.S. resolved inaccurately to yes." Despite this mishap, Polymarket refused to refund users and said it wasn't a market failure. At the time, a Polymarket team member told crypto journalist Molly White that, "This is an unprecedented situation, and we have been in war rooms all day internally and with the UMA team to make sure this won't happen again. This is not a part of the future we want to build," they added. "Unfortunately, it does seem to have happened again." The UMA system works by allowing users to bond their assets to the oracle and suggest a resolution, which can then be disrupted. The winning voters then receive half of the bonds of the other voters. The oracle protocol doesn't comprehend reality and only operates based on the market decisions of oracle voters, regardless of whether they are right or wrong. This recording is AI generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.